Hi, everybody. Welcome to
Love Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Hi, everybody. It's Strong Island. Welcome to Strong Island Central Sheets. I'm glad to be here with all of you on this new day, Wednesday. So, Miss Poetiki, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Sitting in the co-host seat.
Oh, thank you for co-hosting with me. Just having I'm just having like a little issue. I'm not seeing everything that you may be seeing right now.
Okay.
But in the interim, I guess we know what we could do while we're waiting for everybody to get it together, getting a little acclimated with today's day, the switch. We could put on a little music for them.
All right.
Chris Brown, featuring Busta Rhymes. Look at me now. I think that's fitting.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out. Yellow model kid. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years. In 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off. Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors. Ari Kari, look at me now, oh, I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah, fresh in the mall, little nigga bigger than gorilla cause I'm feeling every nigga that can try to be on my shoe, better cup your chick if you with her, I can get it and she accidentally slips and fall on my dude, oops I said on my dude, I ain't really mean to say on my dude, but since we talking about my dude, all of you here to say hi to it, I'm done.
Hell breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop cause you know I gotta win every day.
Go!
She didn't really wanna pop me.
Go!
Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come in, I gotta set it, then I gotta go and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing and the thing that he be doing cause it doesn't matter cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear. I do a couple of things that I always win and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. I look better, call a ref, and everybody know my style. I know that I'm the best when it comes to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I banging in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go, and I try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling, and set it, and get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it.
Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah.
Fresh to the wall, man, from these depressing roots. How y'all doing? I'm the
tune chat. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm the shoot. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a beat that play air movies in my jacuzzi. Poop your juice. And I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Fuck it, tell a waiter. Molly said shoot him. And I said, okay. If you on that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom of my climb. You ain't hollering at mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', folks on five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive these niggas. This sweet as pumpkin pie. Rockin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, diving tight and guiding light. And my pocket's white. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now.
Look at me now. Look at me now. How? I'm getting paper. Look at me now.
Oh,
look at me now.
Yeah.
I'm fresher than a
mom. Okay. Okay. Is that right?
I'm fresher than a mom.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to Strong Island Central Sheets. If you're waiting to say a piece, please press 1 so this way I'll know that you're waiting to read a piece. But in the meanwhile, while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and get this stuff started. And I'm going to do a piece that I call Blowing Bubbles Feverishly.
All right.
And this piece actually goes like this. Blowing bubbles feverishly against the pounding of the slippery, when wet, invitation to fuck, left nut, right nut, exploding with that sticky stuff as I lay down and join in with all the fun. My friend, we are not done. Big bubbles, little bubbles, popping all over me, showering you with wet expressions of my indiscretions. Just come, help me, please, as I lay blowing bubbles feverishly. And that is my piece.
All right, Miss Charles, out and up in the house, putting it down.
Yeah, you know, I have to start it out tonight.
You got to clap yourself up for that, Miss Charles.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's coming. It's coming. I think I have a little demons going around again.
Uh-oh. Let me see, can I sister help you out for a little bit here? Okay. Yeah.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. First time, last time, any time. When it wanted to be a little trick to the trade, it happens. Always got to be ready to adapt to the changes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so I know there's other guests and everything trying to make their way over. You know, trying to get used to that this is a new day and time for them. So, but in the interim of it all, what I'll do, I do what I do best. I'm going to read
I'll
another
do,
piece.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to do another piece. And it's called Year of 2011.
All right.
And this piece goes like this. I proclaim this year of 2011 as the year of love, opportunity to open my heart, and let you fully and unconditionally have all of me, from my hair, my eyes, my nose, my lips, breath. Oh, let's not forget those luscious breaths. That is when you see them, you fall down to your knees, and you scream, baby, baby, please. Oh, yes, indeed. It's the year to get it in. From beginning to our ending, loving every inch of my clit, licking your juicy lips as you open me up. A lick, a little, a tickle, the middle, with the head of your erogenous D-I-C-K. Oh, just finish. it quick. My muscles twitching, my mouth screaming as you work me out without thoughts of finishing anytime soon. Even though it has been hours since our shower together, this is why this is the year of love, 2011, and that is my piece.
All right. So, Island, put this down.
Oh, yeah, I see that Miss Poetic E, I'm definitely going to clap for you from even being a co-host, the guest co-host today.
All right.
Yeah. So, Miss Lady, how was your weekend?
Oh, great, great. I was probably anticipating your debut night tonight because I was going to get so excited because a lot of poets are looking forward to being able to just solely just have a show where you just bring it hot and erotic. And I know it's going to be a great segment for you because you do such a great job, and I am so glad to just have you aboard on this team here on the Poetic Energy Network station because you have a heart and a passion for it, so I'm just so excited for you and where this segment of the show is going to go on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited, too. Kind of nervous, believe it or not.
Oh, that's all right, girl. You doing your thing. I got something that I don't mind sharing from a piece from my book, one of my earlier books. If you don't mind.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead, lady. Do your thing.
All right. This piece is called Chiseled Love. True love seems so extinct. It's almost like love these days is over before you blink. Here's what I think. Go to the highest mountaintop and find the most brilliant rock. Search and search until your heart comes to a faint stop or until your eyes pop. This might be the one, your rock, that is meant to be true love, built from such a brilliant rock. Just lift it up to God and ask him to show you how to chisel true love from a rock. Because after all, God did mold and create man from a block of clay, and his creation has created such a beautiful array of all kinds of people. I just want one man, especially made for me, and I for him, so we can walk as one faithfully, honorably, respectfully, and lovingly, and so much more. Handcrafted, spiritually attracted and inspired by the creation of God's spirit. Specifically, the man of my dreams will be perfectly chiseled to include these essential things. 6'3", chocolate or caramel or in between, that has a heart for all living things, attentive to my every need. His romance is up to speed with more than just with what society deems as the perfect time to celebrate love. He will be a man that does those just because kind of things. He has to make love to me mentally, spiritually, and systematically. He must have a 9 to 16 inch woo that swing from left to right that can hold or that I can hold on tight and pleasure him up whenever he likes. He can do the same thing and ask God to help me chisel me as the woman of his dreams because these days that seems to be the only way true love is going to be found. You must chisel it from the most brilliant rock found on the mountaintop. And that's my piece, Chiseled Love.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo, you can't hear me, but I'm clapping for you. I'm clapping. That was a hot piece, Miss Poetic E. That was a hot piece, and you know I like your book, so you know I'm biased.
You know I'm very biased because I got the book, I read the book, it's very good. It was an excellent write, and you sure enough did your thing in it.
had me very entertained. So definitely, thank you for sharing that piece with all of us. You know, it's always a new day, new challenges that it brings. But when that happens, you just have to smile, wave, and not even let it get you down.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Definitely, definitely don't let it get you down. I think at this time, we definitely need to just unwind a little bit more. And I think we can listen to some more music by Earth, Wind, and Fire Reason. Okay. And on that note, Reasons will be coming up shortly. Okay, well, instead of Reasons, I think we'll just move on because I see that there's some hands raising. And we will go from there. In the interim, just forgive me, there's a lot of, you know, technical difficulties right now with me. All right. But anyway, I see caller with the 646 hand up in the air. Caller from the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Miss Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic? Caller from the 646 area code?
Yes, Junebug.
Hi, Junebug. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Doing good.
Hello, Junebug.
Good to hear.
What are you going to read for us tonight?
It's a historical poem on black history. And
cool.
It's not like any other poem, but it's something to help make you think. And
okay.
Sorry about that. I just want to read it. It's a very short one. It's just to make you think and wonder, you know, where we came from and where we're at and where we're going.
Okay,
and,
well, you have the floor, sir.
Okay, my name is Junebug once again, Junebug the poet. I'm about to read a short poem. It's called, it reads, I Am. And I wrote this tonight, so I hope it's pretty good and hope you enjoy it. I'll start. I am. I am a citizen of America, a place of beauty for all mankind, place where everyone should have opportunities to learn and grow with knowledge of one's own history and greatness, so as to shine in a dim, dark night. I mean by that which has been taken from us. I am a citizen of America. I am. That's it. So I wanted to share.
That was nice.
Well,
really,
thank you.
Nice.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for coming through, Junebug. How could we reach you if people want to follow your work? Is there any particular sites that you're on?
No, not right now. I haven't set anything up yet. I don't have a access to a computer or anything. But as soon as I get one, if you don't mind, I can always get back to you, and maybe I could read some more if you're interested. Poetry.
Yes. You're welcome to come back through tonight if you want and, you know, do another piece as long as we have more time.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely stay around, you know, sit back and enjoy and listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will.
And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, night, Junebug.
All right, thanks.
All right, Miss Poetic E. You know how we do. I guess the music never came. You know, but hey, it is what it is. Hey, we took a caller that was better.
Mm-hmm.
And as always. And the beautiful thing is today, I guess I'm gonna do another piece.
All right, do your thing, girl.
All right, this piece is actually called Friends, Lovers, Confidants. And the piece goes like this. A sneak, that's what you are. Friend, lover, confidant. Bring me joy, bring me pain, bring me love, all kinds of ways. Love between us would never be broken, for this is just a token. Take my hand as I lay down, maybe we can just mess around. Don't look surprised with my request, you were just filling up my breast. My hand touches your chest once more time, but why don't you need to be gone by nine? Friend, lover, confident, I really need your masculine butt. Drive me, possess me, make me go wild. You know how we get down, and that is my piece.
Right. Don't die, my girl. All right. You know what? I guess everybody has to get acclimated to your new day and time, because so many people were so used to us combining the open mic night. So it's you know, we just gotta give people time to get, you know, get acclimated to the switch, you know.
Yes. You know, everything has its time. You know, and as the days go on, you know, things will progress. That's the beautiful thing about it. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. I know that's right.
We will definitely be waiting, willing, and able to go ahead and do what we need to do. Yep.
You know what? I think I got a. I want to share one of my erotic recipes, if you don't mind.
Oh yes, yes. I remember those. Yeah.
So, you know, Cindy, you know, in my Romantic Poetic Disturbs and Erotic Splashes, you know, I have some erotic recipes in here that I know that people can get down right and have some fun with it and, you know, and spice up the bedroom. So I was thinking that our listeners can hear, you know, take in this recipe, because, you know, people are going to be listening to your archives and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend that I share with them? Now, you know I got Pudding Freak, Fat and Cheap.
Okay, the title's getting me. I'm putting my massage size out.
All right, well, let me do Pudding Freak. How about that one?
That's good.
All right, poets. So y'all don't know it. I have one of my first collections, Romantic Poetic Skirts and Erotic Splashes. And in my book, I have some original recipes for some erotic dessert for your pleasure. And this particular recipe is called Pudding Freak. It's a dessert in one of my books. And these are the following ingredients in the book. All you need is one stick of butter, one cup of flour, one cup of pecans, a large package of cream cheese, whipped cream, one cup of powdered sugar, one small package of instant vanilla pudding, one small package of instant chocolate pudding, three cups of milk, one chocolate bar. And this is how you all put it all together. Step one, you mix the flour, pecans, and butter and spoon it into a 13-by-9-inch pan, then bake it for 20 minutes at 350 degrees. Step two, after the mixture has baked, mix the cream cheese, one cup of whipped cream, and powdered sugar, and spread that over the top of the whole entire thing. And step three, mix the pudding and milk and spoon that on top of everything. Add more whipped cream and pour chocolate sprinkles over the entire pan. And that's my recipe for Pudding Freak. And I know people, you know, because there's so many people listening to our archives. And people probably saying, why is she sharing an erotic dessert? But, you know, we got to do things different and give people ideas because, you know what, so many people don't know what to do to kind of spice things up in their relationships and, you know, kind of fall short. And sometimes bringing a little dessert into the into the atmosphere kind of, whoo, kind of dresses everything all up. Wouldn't you say, Star?
Definitely, definitely. But my sister, you know, you deserve, and you must get. You know, you have to get your just desserts.
If you know what, Sean, that pudding freak, that if you do it right, Lord have mercy.
The ideas. Let's keep it going. We cannot get started up in here. It's only Wednesday. All right. I see their hands are waving in the air. So, you know, I'd be remiss to not let's go and get this thing done. All right. I see a caller from the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island Poetic Key.
This is Junebug the Poet again.
Hey, Junebug.
Hey, how you doing?
You have another piece you'd like to share?
Sure. This is an erotic poem, but it's done in good taste, and it's very short. It's not that lengthy. I hope you enjoy it. It's a small poem. It's not too many words, but I hope it's, you know, in the heart, in the mind.
The floor is yours, sir.
All right, thank you. It's called Push. Push, push. Yeah. I do believe that's all that we have. I think that if we didn't have push, push, there'll be nothing to push, push. That's all it is. So that's all I thought about writing right now. I couldn't think of anything, you know, profound or anything like that.
Well, guess what? That was a hot piece regardless, and you deserve one of these.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You would say this is your first time doing spoken word, right?
Yes.
Welcome.
Well,
see, it ain't
you.
That hard, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Fun, yeah. Right?
It's fun. At first, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, you know, I never... I thought about these two poems about maybe half an hour ago. And Push... I wrote just a few minutes ago, so I hope it's enjoyable for everyone to hear.
It's definitely great. A great piece.
Mm-hmm.
It will get
Thank
better. It's better with time.
Okay, I appreciate that. Now I know.
Well, thank you, Junba, for gracing our mic. We look forward to hearing from you in the future.
All right, thanks very much. Same to you. Hope to hear from you.
Good night.
No, good night, too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ms. Poetic E, I see the hands are really starting to wear here, so let's get to it. Take the next caller on the mic. Caller from the 404 area code, you on the mic with Strong Island, and Ms. Poetic E, who do we have blazing the mic?
What's going on, ladies? I'm in the chat room hanging out with you. It's a 5365 in the house. What's going on?
Hey, it's a vibe. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, love the show.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah. I hear that. Are you going to do a piece for us tonight?
Yeah, you know, this is not actually what I call erotic. I call it a sexy little prose. And the title of it is Did We Meet?
Go ahead and blaze the mic.
All right. The last time we met, I seem to recall making you wet. The last time we met, I lunged into you thinking that was all I would get. The last time we met, my tongue made the most of its opportunity to seek out and conquer your inability to stop yourself from exploding. I believe it was the last time we met that you called my name and I stroked your place of divinity. I told you I could do it. I made you do it. You wanted me to do it, didn't you? Why stop yourself? Why challenge what you know to be right? why cause our rhythm to be altered by their fears? You know, it was the last time we met that you thought of yourself, please make me yours again and again and again. You can't get enough of me. You can't get me into your body completely. You feel I will leave you once we are done. What you don't know is we are never done. We are in a constant chasm of togetherness. Close your eyes now as we awake. Touch yourself slowly, deeply, slowly. Now what do you see? Who does your body call for? Me? Was it the last time we met that you were so wet? Could it be the next time we meet that you will be complete? My name is you, and your name is me. By the way, did we meet? That's it.
That's all I can say. It's
That's it, lady. Thank you so much for letting me hang out with
you. You know, that was a hot piece. Are you there, Sabai?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
That was a hot piece, to say the least. That was a hot piece. And you call that a prose?
That's a prose, yeah. You know, I'm usually a nonfiction writer, so I'm one of those closet poets that don't like to speak in front of people when it comes to, you know, spoken word. So that was my virgin episode.
All right.
Welcome to Breaking Your Cherry, then.
to get plenty of practice.
Absolutely.
Thank you for letting us be the people you broke your cherry with.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll never forget it.
Oh, I won't either. That was a good piece.
Thank you. All right. You have a good one. I'll hang out in the chat room and listen.
All right. All right, Poetic-y, I see the hands are waving frantically, so let's take the next caller up. Caller for the 513 area code, you on the air with Strong Island, Poetic-y. Who do we have blazing the mic?
It's Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, Romeo, how you doing?
How y'all ladies doing tonight?
Doing good,
great.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, what you going to do for us tonight?
Tonight I'm going to do a piece called The Pedicure.
Ooh,
all right.
Right? You have the mic.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I had a client come over to the house. She was the type of woman that was sexy, thick, and cute, but quiet as a mouse. The pleasure she requested was a 45-minute foot rub. I knew this in advance, only thing to get ready was the tub. In the air was the soft sounds of a mix CD and the sweet fragrance of concubine melon that shared its space. In the hand was a glass of physico hypnotic on the table, semi-exotic fruit plate. Rinse and dried her feet. She nipped her fruit and sipped her drink, but her mind, it was in another world. I could see through her eyes. So I took this advantage and gently kissed below her thighs. While I'm softly, gently kissing her right calf, she willingly and passionately lets out an exhaling gasp. I moved up and butterfly kissed her knee. It felt real nice, but tickled so much that she screamed out, "Gee." I brought a smile to her face. My showed a cocky grin. I could tell from her smile, her sin, possibly her moist panties, that was definitely in. The next thing on my agenda was to remove those wet panties. Just then I had a thought how my teeth would come in handy. I blew into her belly button and teeth at her thong. She assisted by lifting up her waist. From that action, I knew it wouldn't be long. Now here I am, face to lips. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't suck or lick. I devoured her clit. I could sense from the way she grabbed and pulled at my braids that she never been tasted like this before. also from the way she moaned. More. She could not comprehend what I was doing with my tongue, maybe with a clockwise, counterclockwise motions that gave it just pleasurable fun. I could have been the slow, long paintbrush strokes, up, down, up, down, up, down, that had her juice melting down my throat. After an hour of using her as an appetizer, I was ready for the main course. And as it come in countless times, she was ready to ride a wild, strong horse. Excuse my bloodness, but she complimented me on my golden, pretty dick and was excitedly surprised at his length and how thick. Next on my mind was how well she could suck. But those details, they were just too great to give up. Now back to Mr. GTD, who was ready to explore. I laid her on her back. She gave me a look. Now, baby, what you waiting for? As I positioned myself above her soft, meltingly warm body, I watched her. I watched her eyes sparkle. I watched as she bit down on her bottom lip. I watched her child swallow the lump in her throat. I watched her nipples become hard and stiff. I watched her stomach tighten and bracing for my entrance. I watched her thighs shake uncontrollably. The results of my platinum tongue. I watched as I spread her thighs apart. Her pussy was literally dripping wet. The only thing left to do was slap my golden pretty 9-inch and set her tight, juicy wetness. Just then, I heard a soft voice say, damn, that was the best foot rub ever. While still kneeling in front of her ass, would you like to schedule another appointment? That's my thoughts.
Hold on a minute, brother. Now, Romeo, you know better. You know that piece was hot.
Thank you. You know, it was just a thought.
You just come in here blazing the mic like that. You should have warned a person. I needed water for that.
I was told it was, you know, it was erotic and hot time, so I wanted to throw a little piece in there.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I'm clapping and laughing and rolling, too.
That's what's up.
Romeo County Blue says she signing up for a foot rub, and so am I. We in line.
Get back, people.
Tell China Blue she ain't got to ask me twice.
And Romeo, how can we find you?
Well, I'm not on Facebook none. I'm actually working on a CD, but the next time I will be on the mic will actually be on China Blue show. Thank you.
All right. That's
hot. Okay. It's a destination show this Friday, so I'll be dedicating a piece to my number one fan on Poetry After Dark this Friday.
Cool. She said, yeah, baby.
That's what's up. But I'm going to fall back, listen to the rest of the show, and if y'all got time, I'll try to come back with another.
Oh, definitely. What? Definitely.
Woo!
Thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
Well, Miss Poetic-y, I tell you, the poets are coming out tonight.
Yes.
I think it's hot now for sure.
I told Miss China Blue, we love fellowshipping, so, you know, make sure she put her show info in so we can, you know, show the same love in return. Because it's so hard to keep up with all the shows that's out there, right?
That's true.
But it's kind of hard.
I try to follow when I can and stuff, but sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. And so many run on the same night, so it's just kind of hard to kind of keep up with everybody. And but we certainly like to return the love and, you know, and really fellowship, because that's what the, you know, that's what the this thing should be all about, is togetherness and reaching it and being unified in the industry that we're in.
And there's some talented individuals out here. I'm glad that I even have this platform to even share what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people look and they say, well, you shouldn't be there. You just started out. I'm like, yeah, I did. But but I went, you know, went crazy with it. So I guess that's how I got here. I don't know. Hey, it was a blessing. I'm not going to knock him. So that's the beautiful thing of it all. You know, you open doors for yourself, you open doors for others, and that's what I'm all about, trying to bring others with me, not just trying to go by myself. You know, as we all, you know, network and meet people and, you know, share what you do, bring them out. You know, Longs the Hole, Junebug was an individual I ran into over the weekend. You know, had a nice conversation with him. Felt like I was interviewed, you know, about the ins and outs of doing poetry. He's been writing for a minute, but never thought about doing this.
All right.
You know,
right.
The individual just, you know, took a chance to start and do something. I said, just come through. We'll hold your hand and don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, and what you do, you open the door for someone else.
Amen. I so agree with that, young lady. You know, so many of us, you know, just don't do that. And, you know, and everybody want to get ahead and not share the same love and respect. And, you know, and everybody's trying to outshine everybody, but it's certainly not about that. It's about togetherness and, like you said, you know, pulling someone else up, you know, in the interim, you know.
And you know, just to look, you know, to look at this young man doing things and, you know, being put up against him, being put on the spot, people saying, okay, go ahead and spit a piece. And I'm looking at them like, hey, I'm not even in that mode right now. You know, I never said that I was a person that just, okay, you say spit and I'm going to spit. You know, I never said I was that type of person. So, you know, you get all kinds of challenges from people who may or may not believe you. But one good thing with me is, hey, I keep it moving. So, you know, I don't let that worry me. Nope, I do not let that worry me. But the blessing of this is we're going to play another song, I believe. I think we're going to do the Gap Band, Yearning for Your Love. Welcome back, everybody. You're tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station segment of Strong Island Central Sheets with your host, Strong Island. Are you ready for some more hotness? I hope
yes.
So. I hope so, because it's coming. Well, I got my hand up again, you know me. And I actually want to do a new piece that I just wrote. And it's actually called Why We Didn't Wait. And this piece goes like this. We dive right into it without thinking of the consequences of all the actions that we just caused. You try to take a pause to look me deeply in my eyes with thoughts of why we didn't wait. Another moment, another day, another year, just too excited. I guess ready to beat this pouch that brings life about. Don't make me scream ouch. Watch out for the couch. Just come, knock this back out. With a quick thrust, deep penetration of magnanimous proportion, explosion of liquid gold, spilling all over this floor, leaving puddles, sticking to our feet. Why you? Just didn't beat your meat. Everything is all right now. You know, I was just as down for whatever. That can happen. Certainly, may just had happened. No apologies needed, and that is my piece.
Oh, so good. So good.
Oh, yeah. You know how I do. Yeah, I actually wrote that piece and debating on whether or not I'm going to do that piece this weekend for that live event of spoken word.
Oh, yeah, you do have that coming up.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to, prepare for that also. But in the interim, let me keep it moving. There's a guest on the call. They want to read. So let me take this guest. Guest from the 513 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic? Hello, 513.
This is Romeo DiNatti again.
Hey, Romeo. You made it in. Okay.
Okay, I got another piece for y'all.
All right.
All right.
The floor is yours, sir.
It's called Takeoff.
All right, now.
I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I told her lay back as I knelt on my knees. If you could see her eyes and her smile, you know that she was pleased by seeing me ready to please. Well, could she not believe that the pleasure she thought she was ready to receive was beyond her belief? What she did not understand or comprehend, I was extremely better than all other men. My voice had her moist. My words spoke to her soul. Blindfolded in the room for the 300 men saying, baby, come here. From my lips, she would know. Because she's in tune with me and I'm in tune with her. Like a conductor of a symphony or orchestra. It must be the way I kissed my love on her body and stroked her. She never wanted to leave my side. It's funny how I would come around, she would admiringly stare. When I got closer, she would always close her eyes. One of the reasons was to enhance her other senses. It made no sense since I drove her senses senseless. So you can understand why when I leave, this is what she misses. Because I softly touch her mind. She never knew words could feel so divine. And at the time, her passion was growing. Her desire was showing. But I knew what I was doing, so this I was knowing. I told you before, I'm a beast. From the west to the east. She lays before me, looking like my delectable feast. And I'm as hungry as a man who hasn't eaten in 69 days. So I tried to imagine me tasting her in 69 different ways. She felt like 69 days had passed. The way she came back to back to back back to back. Why we did it 69. With my hands wrapped around her thighs, gripping on her ass. She didn't know I could last this long. All her misperception of how a woman should feel and the things a man should do were wrong. Because it felt so good and lasted so long. She recited singing the same song. But I gave her a new tune. A new song, a new uplifting voice, because I took my time to take my time, and she forgot about time, and what was on my mind was it's about time, so relax, baby, give me all of you, and at the end of the night, you're going to be feeling a sensual delight, have your body floating on clouds, you ready to take flight, so.
That was your piece, sir.
Romeo,
who are you, man? Romeo, Romeo, where's our Romeo?
Y'all like that piece?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is this all poor for? Is this thing that you such a romantic soul? Is that why you have the name Romeo, or is that your
it's part of the reason.
Uh-huh.
I said it's part of the reason why I go by Romeo.
Mm.
Excellent name. Excellent name. Fit you.
Thank you.
Certainly fit you. Yeah,
now,
see, you come through, you blaze the mic, you do your thing, and then you run. Wow.
You know what happened tonight, Strong? We're going to go to bed thinking about Romeo. Is that what you intend to do, Romeo?
Oh, most definitely. I'm in the lab working on the CD at the moment, so when I get that done, you can take me home.
All right, now.
All right. We're going to look forward to that. You got to send it into the show, too, to our afternoon radio mix, too, so we can put you in rotation.
Oh, that's most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing. Look forward to more from you, Romeo. Definitely, you're blessed. The mic is here for you whenever you want to come through.
Oh, that's what's up. I appreciate the platform. I'll be calling back. I'm going to be a regular.
All right, all right. Well, Miss Poeticky.
Yes.
You know. The men, do you feel the men are trying to come through and do the thing tonight? Do you feel that?
Yes, girl.
Do you feel them trying to come through and take us there?
Yes. Yes. I most certainly do. After listening to Romeo, I'm just without words, and it's just like, have you ever just thirst after something? You were so thirsty, and your glands started roaring. That's how I feel after he just read. After each time he come on the show, it's just like a thirst comes. So that's just an effective poet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The description here is warm and tingly inside.
All right, now.
That's the effect that he gives. And you know what? That's what I love about poetry. It gives you that happy feeling. You could be down and sad. You get around some good poets, listen to some good words, and you cheered up. You don't know what you was upset about.
Yeah, absolutely. You're so right about that.
I hear about dark poetry. I can listen to some dark poetry, and I can feel it just like they wrote it. So it's still good, no matter what kind you bring. It's always good. Yep. And I see the time is moving a little closer. We got about a minute and some more seconds left. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to read my piece real quick and get it in here, hopefully, before the time is up. The name of this last piece is My Heart Was Fluttering, and this piece goes like this. My pussy was pounding, my heart was fluttering, as your car drove up my path. I hurried around to be present at the door, because I know what you have in store. No games, no thoughts, no foreplay at all, just some straightening up, fucking as we listen to some classic R&B, bringing back all of our memories of love that was once there but now is replaced with another face. Just get to what you do. I've been waiting to be screwed. Pass the glove, because, without gloves, there's no love. Understanding our bodies, cavities, activities, changing now. New things being brought through, making me know this is no school. Hurry, hurry, you will go. Your kids are coming home soon. Just be grateful we got each other for this last screw. And that is my piece.
All right.
I would like to say thank you to all the poets that came out tonight. I would like to say thank you for the people in our chat room. You, Miss Poeticky, Survive365 for hanging it down. Romeo, you know what you did. Junebug for coming through, getting that strength in you to just get up there and to do it. You know what I mean? Now that you did it the first time, it's going to be easier the second time, the third time, and then some. China Blue for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you. And again, I'm glad everybody came through. and held out with us while we did the thing. And Poetic E, you know, we got you tomorrow night, regular open mic. You know, I will be remiss if we don't come through. So, I would like to leave you all with a little Barry White and the Erotic Garden. Good night, people. Till the next.
One love.
One love.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I
want to
read. Your deep feelings, I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me, let me see the mystery.
Got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing.
Take me.